Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All righty, boys and girls, here we go. 6:03, beautiful Tuesday night continues right here on 950 KJR. Headlines, of course, are brought to you by our friends at VenueKings.com.
It was at Frisket.
Need tickets for the first Seahawk game with fans since December of 2019. Talking about the preseason opener against Denver. VenueKings.com getting the door for $38 as of right now. All right, we are minutes away from game number 6 of the NBA Finals. Milwaukee up 3-2, looking for their first championship since 1971.
Over 60,000 expected outside the arena. Amazing. And another 20,000 inside.
That's three times more than inside.
Really cool scene. Wow. Tom Brady's trainer expects Brady to play at least 2 more seasons, which would fulfill his longtime goal of playing through his 45th birthday.
NHL expansion draft tomorrow. 5 o'clock coverage begins right here on 950 KJR.
Release the Kraken.
And the NHL schedule is going to come out Thursday at 3 o'clock, also right here on 950 KJR.
Jets assistant and former Hawks offensive coordinator Greg Knapp in the hospital with critical injuries after being hit by a car while he was bicycling in California.
Former Seahawk offensive coordinator under Jimmy Mora.
I just said that.
You did?
Yes, I did.
I wasn't paying attention.
Thanks.
Say something I should listen to. NFL, more in the NFL. Rams running back Cam Akers going to miss the entire...
You do it too!
Well, you know what? I got an excuse. It's my first day back. He'll miss the entire 2021 season with a torn ACL.
How about this story? Mark Cuban has offered Pfizer stock to Cole Beasley's entire family if the anti-vax wide receiver gets vaccinated.
Well, see, I mean, that's not even fair. Like, what about us?
Yeah, I mean, should I have just waited?
Yes!
Hey, Mark!
Yes.
Over here! Can I have some Pfizer stock, please?
Thad Newport. You know that name, Thad Newport? I gotta be honest with you. The name Thad Newport sounds like a 1970s pornographic star. Starring Thad Newport.
And what was our other name today? We had another one that was...
Broden Flanders.
These are
Broden
not real!
Broden Flanders and Thad Newport.
These are
star.
Not real.
That's unbelievable. I mean, who names these people, for crying out loud? Is this like you lose a bet? You lose the bet, you're going to name your kid Thad Newport. Thad Newport wins a pair of tickets for the Kraken expansion party tomorrow because he texted in the word icing to 49451. So congrats to Broden Flanders, Austin Warden, and Thad Newport, who all won today on the radio
show. I want to see Thad Newport at our stage tomorrow.
Come by.
And I need to see your McLovin driver's license, dude, because I don't believe your name is truly Thad Newport.
Prove to us that you are not in the witness protection program. All right, joining us right now on the radio show. I wish under better circumstances, but not bad. You wait a couple of months to have your first loss of any MLS season. Yeah. I think our next guest would take that. Brian Schmetzer, head coach of the Sounders. How are you, man?
Softy, Dick. I agree with you guys. I'd like to see Thad Newport, his driver's license. Come on.
That sounds like a made-up name, man, right there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's go back and talk about what happened against Minnesota. I mean, you're down everybody. It was bound to happen at some point. What was your biggest takeaway? What was your emotional mindset like after that match?
You know, my new reflection, Softy, is... that record, because MLS is a league built on parity. I mean, it's hard enough to accomplish undefeated in your opening 13 games with all of your starters, for crying out loud. So for me, what I reflected on and what I thought about and what I told the team is I said, I'm just so proud of you guys. I mean, you guys took the information we gave you in preseason. We came out with a new formation. You guys applied yourselves. You understood the formation. You got the tactics right. Yeah, we had a little bit of luck along the way and scored some timely goals. But, you know, I'm really darn proud of the whole organization, the coaching staff, the players. I mean, that's a tremendous achievement.
You know, Coach, I was asking Jackson a couple of days ago about the, you know, when you get these guys back. And his answer, it kind of surprised me. He's like, well, we really don't know on a lot of them. So can you kind of explain and add to that? Because I'm kind of confused when we get our real Sounders FC back.
Yeah. Each injury seems like is unique. I mean, Nico... you know, had a knee repair. Okay, I guess that's, you know, common for soccer players. Steph's knee, you know, that was a little different. He developed a blood clot. You know, knew who has, you know, adductor, Shane O'Neill, you know, something, a high quad injury. Each one of the injuries were so different. And so, you know, Jordan Morris, obviously, is ACL. Jordy Glem, the ACL, those are the big ones. But it just seems like we've had not just a run of hamstring injuries, but we've had all sorts of them. So it's confusing to me as well.
Hey, so Jackson told us off the air, which anytime I introduce a question with Jackson told us off the air, it's always correct. Jackson says that you could not find 9 players on your active roster right now that are better than the 9 players that you don't have right now. You agree with that?
Say that. I mean, what is he doing? Look at stats all day?
He thinks the 9 guys that you have out right now are better than any 9 players that you have active right now.
Okay. You guys are still, I mean, the 9 guys that we have out could be starters on any team in MLS.
Yeah. I don't understand why you're having such a hard time with the question. It's a pretty easy thing. The 9 guys that you have hurt are better than any 9 guys that you have healthy. That's the point.
Yeah, sure.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay. Well, and now you go into a week, Coach, where you got to play 2 games in like 72 hours. So, you know, what are the substitutions look like? How far in advance do you have to plan for, okay, I can use this many guys for this many minutes on Thursday and switch them out on Sunday because you're so thin?
Yeah. There's going to be some lineup changes between the 2 games. I can tell you guys that. We believe that this is enough time because this is actually better. Our Thursday to Sunday that's going to be brutal. So we can actually put a good team out there on Thursday and, you know, see what we can get. And then we'll just pick up the pieces for Sunday. It'll be a home game. You know, there's a couple of, you know, a little bit of controversy brewing in the Sporting KC camp. They had a couple guys in the, you know, COVID protocol. So, you know, who knows if something's going on there. So we'll take, you know, we'll take this game first and then we'll make sure that we put a strong team out on the field for our home game for sure.
You know, we love having you on this radio show, right?
We love it. You are so honest.
We just love having you on.
God, you're awesome.
I don't even want to talk soccer. Let's talk politics. How's that?
We did that a couple months ago, remember? And he dropped a nice line for us.
Oh, God. Well, Brian Schmetzer again is with us on the air. What's going on with Nuhu? What's his status? Kind of temporarily and then long-term, you think?
That could be the most confusing injury that we've had because he can run. He can run straight ahead and, you know, all of that. But it's just the final motions of going side to side and kicking balls, which obviously is important in our sport. So that one has just taken a lot longer than we had anticipated. He's working hard. He's working hard in the weight room. He's working hard with the trainers. So that one's really, you know, confusing. Now, AB has done really well. The kid that we brought up from Defiance this summer, he's done well. So we've kind of filled that hole. But, yeah, for the stretch run, for the mid part of this season, we need Nuhu back.
So you got Austin coming up, and I don't think there's any surprise, Coach, that they did not score on you the first time. The surprise was you did not score on them the first time. So what happened on offense, and what can you learn from it going into this one?
Yeah, teams have been trying to, you know, bunker in your, you know, away teams always try and bunker in and, you know, stuff like that. Does that play into how they played up at our place? It's a new franchise. Maybe they're just getting their attacking sequences going. You know, they don't have a true number 9. They've been looking for a forward. They play with kind of a false 9, they call it, Dominguez. And so that creates some issues, challenges for them. But credit to the coaching staff for Austin. They came in with a game plan. And, you know, we were a little bit better that game in our possession.
Yep.
And I thought we created some chances. But, you know, it just didn't happen for us.
How much does that May 30th draw against Austin kind of play a role in this game? Different players back then, obviously, but that had to be frustrating. How much do you kind of take from that match for this match on Thursday?
Whenever you have a new team in the league, Softy, it's always better. You get a little more intel on them. You see exactly what they're all about. So for us as a coaching staff, you know, certainly we used our last couple of games, so we went back to our game at home and said, okay, what can we do better? How are we going to unlock their defense? You know, stuff like that. So it was helpful.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got one more for you. You ready? It's a big one. Okay. It's a big one. Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
Okay. When are you going to sign this Wesley kid from Brazil?
I'd love to have it happen like tomorrow. So, you know, that would be a big signing for our club. I know there are negotiations going on in the background. I'm sure Jackson has 100 questions for Garth on his weekly Tuesday night show. So maybe if I listen in, I'll learn something from Jackson.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe we're a couple of steps closer. Who knows?
You know, it's about time you admitted that you base everything you do on what you hear from Jackson Phelps.
That's
on
smart.
Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock.
We do that as well. He runs the show here.
Absolutely. All right, man. Listen, go get him on Thursday. Good luck Sunday, and we'll talk in a week. Actually, we may not talk next week because we'll be at Pac-12 Media Day in L.A., so we may have to reschedule our conversation next week. Is that okay with your people if we do that?
Well, vacation in Hawaii, and now you're going to some Pac-12 conference.
Yeah.
Where's that going to be? We're in Southern California?
Yes. Yeah, L.A., actually. Nice. Yeah, yeah. This is where it starts, man.
Okay, well,
this...
you guys enjoy your vacation. I'll be here working.
All right, dude. We'll talk soon. Good luck, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay. All right, take care, you guys.
You got it, man. Brian Schmetzer with us on the air, and Jackson said to us off the air, there's no way he'll admit that the 9 guys he has out are better than any 9 guys he can put together on the active roster, and he just did it
right there on the air. And when you even came up with that thought to ask that question, I was like, dude, a coach of a team is not going to say the players he has available are worse than the players that are out. And he just did it, which is fantastic.
Well, I mean, think of the guys that are out right now, right? Will Bruin.
Yeah,
Stephen Fry. You got both Roldan brothers are not there. Jordan Morris.
Right.
Okay, we can keep going all day. How would any combination of 9 players on the roster right now take issue with that?
I don't think that. I think that a couple of them would. Like Raul Ruiz Diaz, you're number 9, you're forward.
Right,
your
but that's one guy.
That's one guy.
Joao Paulo, too, I think is going to be pretty pissed off about that. That Brad Smith might take offense to that.
And it's 3.
Yeimar Gomez Andrade.
That's 4. Can you name 5 more? Of course you can't.
No.
I can't even name 9 more players, period. Are you kidding me?
I mean, they make a lineup. Of all the players out, it makes a legitimate starting lineup that is probably going to compete not only for the playoffs. That's a shoe-in for the playoffs.
That's a playoff team.
Right. It's probably a team that contends for the top of the conference.
You could take those 9 guys and combine them with any 2 guys in the league and put them on any other team, and they'd be a playoff contender.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Just those 9 guys.
I asked him about that on Friday, and he said, you know, I put it in dummy basketball terms, and he said it was basically having 4 starters out and a couple of key bench players.
Right.
So you have one starter in Raul Ruiz Diaz. You got a couple of good bench guys, and that's all you have.
Yeah. And so it'd basically be like Michael Jordan with nobody. Michael Jordan with no Scottie Pippen, no Paxson, no Rodman, no Cartwright, no B.J. Armstrong. I know we're combining.
And there are some people that are so in the...
Here's the thing, though. It's not actually that. It's Scottie Pippen without Michael Jordan, because Scottie Pippen is your Raul Ruiz Diaz. Nicholas Ladero is the Michael Jordan. He's the best player on this team.
So you're saying that Raul Ruiz Diaz is not good enough to be the best player in the league. That's what you're saying. You know, he listens to the show, by the way.
I think
and you have to face him.
I think Nicholas Ladero is a top 3 player in the entire league.
God, unbelievable.
Nicholas Ladero is
Ruiz Diaz is a top 3 scorer in the entire league.
He is the top scorer in the league.
You know, I don't even know what the hell you guys are talking about, but I agree with all of it. It all sounds good to me. Hey, listen, I'm jacked up for tomorrow. I don't know what your take is, Dick and Jackson, on this as well, but the cool thing about the Kraken is that we all get to experience something brand new, right? Mm-hmm. Like you do this job for God knows how many years, whatever, 25, 30 years, and sometimes you kind of get into a routine. Obviously, things you begin to get a little kind of repetitive. This is something so brand new for us, something totally unique and new, that it kind of refreshes you, I think, as not just a sports fan, but also as a guy that does a sports talk radio show. I mean, I've never taken part in an expansion draft for a Big Four team ever in my life. I have no idea what the 67 NBA expansion draft was, or the 76 NFL expansion, or 77 Major League Baseball expansion draft was, and now we get to kind of cross that. If it was on your bucket list, you can cross it off now after tomorrow. It's cool.
It's going to be really cool. It's going to be a fun experience. Seattle is going to show itself off because it is going to be an absolutely picture-perfect day, 75 degrees. I mean, it's going to be Chamber of Commerce without question. And just for me, it's like... You know, I'm such a prep freak. I want to be prepped for every show. I want to make sure I've got all my T's crossed and my I's dotted. And with this, it's like, how do I even begin to prep for a sport I've never covered in my life?
Okay, what's your take on Vladimir Tarasenko?
Exactly. And and B, try to prep for all these players that the Kraken probably won't even draft anyway.
Right. Right.
So it's like, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to find out who's on this team, and then I'll find out more information about
it. What about the guy that everybody thinks they could take out of Columbus? What's his name? Sergei Sugmyov?
No, I like him.
What do you make of him? You like that guy?
He's spectacular.
Yeah, just be ready for him. I've heard there's a really good chance they could draft
him. Yakov Smirnov is good, too.
We're going to have some fun with this tomorrow, obviously. I mean, the big name that a lot of people are talking about is Carey Price, because this is a guy who, going into the Stanley Cup Final, we had John Forslund on the air. I think you were gone, by the way, that night. And we talked about Carey Price versus Vasilevsky, the goaltender for Tampa Bay, and what a great goaltending matchup that was. And obviously, Vasilevsky got the best of him, for sure, by a mile. But this is a guy who, going into the Stanley Cup Finals, people were talking about as one of the hottest goaltenders in the NHL, like Marc-Andre Fleury was when he went to Vegas. The problem with him, he's 34 years old
injured.
In August. He's banged up. He's an old guy. He won the MVP 6 years ago. He's owed a lot of money, but in the immediate short term, if you're just looking at a year or two, that would be huge. That would be huge for the Kraken to get their hands on a goaltender like that for 2021 and 2022. Where it becomes problematic is maybe a year and a half, 2 years down the road.
But do you need
that's
even,
the issue.
I mean, it's interesting because most teams sign big. Now, I know he's not a free agent, but most teams get those guys in free agency. And part of the reason to get them is to sell tickets, put butts in seats. The Kraken don't have to sell any tickets.
Right. But
the Kraken don't need big name guys. They need smart. They need smart selection.
But if you want to win, what is a better asset in the NHL to have than a red hot goaltender? It's like having a dominant starting pitcher in baseball.
If he is truly a better goaltender than what else you can get.
So that's the question. What do they think of him? And we'll talk to Everett more about that tomorrow. More with Ian Furness about this tomorrow. You know, do they believe that Carey Price right now, for at least the next maybe year or 2 years, can perform at that level where he can be the reason why the Kraken do what the Golden Knights did? And if they believe that he's that good, then go get him. The hell with down the road. We'll check in on the Aaron Rodgers story next on 950K.